from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Time to go all access with the DD, brought to you by Bet365. The NFL on CBS award-winning reporter based here in Pittsburgh. She will have Steelers Broncos in week two. Bo Nix has been named Denver starting quarterback. That from Sean Payton today. That means the Steelers are now one of two teams, Aditi. The Patriots and Steelers are the only two teams that have not named a starting quarterback for week one. I don't really care about New England. Why do you think that is with the Steelers?
I mean, is it really that up in the air? It feels like Mike Tomlin has repeatedly said he's in the pole position. Russell Wilson is in pole position. He's repeatedly made a point of saying, look who's first on the depth chart. Does it really
seems up in the air nationally? It seems up in the air nationally, but it seems very settled locally, depending on, you know, what perspective you're getting. So why do you think nationally it seems like more people are leaving this like the door is ajar?
Because I think more people nationally view Russell Wilson and Russell Wilson's last 2 or 3 years a certain way that is different than how people here view Russell Wilson's potential in this Arthur Smith offense.
Like, for example, Mike Garofalo last night on NFL Network said Russell Wilson, this is reporting, not opinion, he said he needs to show Steelers he deserves starting job, won't get it by default, talking about Saturday's game against Detroit. So I'm with you, Aditi. I think it's an open shut case, and I think it has been since the second Russell Wilson got here. I think they promised him the starting job.
I mean,
yeah.
You know what I found very interesting is that Arthur Smith this week said that he feels like he didn't give Russell Wilson. Now, no quarterback is given a full arsenal of offense to work with. No play caller right now gets to actually unveil everything they're doing, whether it's the Browns' Kevin Stefanski or the Vikings' Kevin O'Connell, how offensive, or the Ravens' Todd Monken. You know, the Browns have really augmented their passing game. The Ravens have really added a ton to what they are doing offensively. No one's shown any of it yet. So nobody is actually getting to pull every trick out of the bag, or even every play out of the bag. I thought it was interesting that Arthur Smith went out of his way this past week to say, hey, I may have called a few more things for Justin Fields. He may have had a few more opportunities I called and in this offense than Russell Wilson did. And it was, again, I mean, this is what coaches are looking for in preseason performance is not the same exact thing that fans are looking for in preseason performance.
Speaking of preseason,
for the coaches, I'm going to keep going. For the coaches, guys, it's about how the huddle is operated, how the play calling is operated, how the snap count, the cadence, how those things are managed. It's not so much, does this go for a 4-yard gain or a 6-yard gain?
Malzie,
we good? Okay, I was going to ask about preseason performance with the offensive line because it has been spotty, to say the least. Do you think that that one maybe transcends what they're looking for and that the coaches would just say, this is kind of scary for the Steelers right now?
I mean, I'm sure it is, but I think that, again, the preseason is so disjointed. We don't see every starter playing the same way next to every guy. I was just talking about this earlier today, in fact, that the whole nature of the preseason has changed so much in the last whatever decade that this isn't so much of an anomaly. I'll bring the Browns up simply because I'm their preseason sideline reporter. They haven't started their start yet. They don't even know who's going to play tackle of those eight. Is it alarming? Sure, you'd rather have Al and DeCastro and Pouncey and the line that you knew would be there and through thick or thin had been through all that. This is just par for the course, though.
Aditi, we were talking before he brought you on. Former NFL front office man, a list of quarterbacks who are not on the Steelers roster, who could potentially be their starting quarterback next year because neither one of the current guys have a contract beyond this year. And these are the four names he came up with. Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins, Daniel Jones, Sidor Sanders. Which one, hypothetically, would interest you the most?
Uh-oh, we might have a frozen screen
I think we
situation.
Got a frozen one here, Don.
Yeah, Didi hasn't like moved an inch on the screen that we have in here, so I think we've got a frozen. We might have to go, it's just literally not a hair has moved. I think we definitely have a frozen situation
We had
here.
This a couple of weeks ago, too. We might have to go back to the old-fashioned phone scenario with her. We're going to keep it going here, Donnie? All right. Now I hear her again.
Wait, now, hold on.
Now she's been brought back to life.
Maybe I'll tell you what, you know, you think about the internet.
On the phone or is she back on video?
Back on the phone, I believe.
Aditi, you're on phone?
Yeah, hold on. Here we go.
I am.
Here we go.
Did you even, get the question from me or no?
I didn't. It was something about quarterbacks and then VMix, your system booted me.
Former NFL front office man.
I didn't even say a bad word.
Former NFL front office man gave four potential starting Steelers quarterbacks for 2025 if Wilson Fields don't work out because they are on one-year deals. And these are the four names he came up with. Dak, Kirk Cousins, Daniel Jones, Sidor Sanders. Who would interest you the most from that group?
Can I say none?
Well, what do you do if those two guys don't pan out, Aditi?
You have to go back to the drawing board. Why, you know, why is it that somebody else is, again, not that it's not true. Sometimes certain people just need a new environment, a new place, a new opportunity.
Look at Baker Mayfield in Tampa last year as an example of that.
For sure. But you know what? The Browns were absolutely wanting to move forward with Baker. But then there was a decision made by the highest of high that Deshaun Watson would be an improvement. Kevin Stefanski fully felt that he could win with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield won a playoff game on the road. Baker Mayfield was not someone who had not had any success. Here in Pittsburgh right now, you have two quarterbacks that teams have moved on from. One quarterback, Seattle moved on from, and then Denver moved on from. The other quarterback, Chicago moved on from. You are now naming quarterbacks, perhaps with the exception of Dak, but even if it is Dak, should these quarterbacks be available, we all know how hard it is to find a franchise quarterback. We all know how elusive it is to find that quarterback that you feel elevates your team and helps you win. If another team is so willing to move on from someone, why do you suddenly think, okay, this is the best answer?
Because you don't have any other options?
I mean, there are always, you, there are options. Then maybe perhaps you have to grow and develop one. Then maybe you need to go and get one in the draft.
Well, that's why Sanders' name came up.
I think there's still, let's see how this year goes.
Well, that's the other problem with them in the draft, Aditi, is I agree with you that generally speaking, your best chance is to draft one and develop them on your own. But in probably, I would say, the considerable majority of cases, you have to be picking near the top of the draft, which the Steelers are just generally allergic to doing. And I don't know if they'd have the capital to trade up if they had to get one guy who was in like the top seven picks.
Sure. I mean, but maybe you have to. Or maybe, you know, here we are. We're talking about a year from now. We still don't know. The Steelers have a really actually functional offense. I just spoke to someone on the team, in fact, who is raving about the potential of this offense. We haven't seen it yet. But again, I made that point earlier that no one's showing anything in the preseason. But if the players are excited about this offense, they're excited about the game planning, they're excited about the play caller and what all is there, that's something. Maybe everybody's going to surprise us. Maybe you will find a Geno Smith out of a Russell Wilson. Maybe he will just find I'm not saying this at all facetiously. Obviously, the Steelers believe this. Obviously, Mike Tomlin believed this when he promised him the starting job and signing him, that he believes there's still significant life and winning to Russell Wilson.
Well, I will make a bold prediction now. I think one of their two quarterbacks will be their quarterback next year. I think one of the two guys will work out. I don't think we'll have to go to
not Kyle Allen. You think it's Russell Wilson,
yes,
or Justin Fields?
John Reese Plumley.
I don't think we're going to go to the Daniel Jones or Mac Jones. Well, someone texted that in Mac Jones.
Which is the more depressing
available.
Well to go to, Mac or Daniel?
Mac Jones for sure. All right, Aditi, great stuff. Enjoy that late night in Seattle on Saturday, and we'll talk.
Thank you.
And we'll talk next week.
Sounds great.
Bye.
Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Yes! Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.